I hope that, as I said, you'd be in prayer and look above me. All good and perfect gifts come from. I feel the very least among you, brothers. I'd have felt much better just to sit and listen and pray. I want to, I've been called upon just for a minute of time, I would love to feel that Spirit come down and use me as a voice piece. Because that's the only way that I believe that a man can preach the words. The Lord comes down and touches him, and he'll give it to him in the self same hour. And you say, go open your mouth, and I'll fill it. Right. And you see, I believe that's the only thing that we can do is we just we come before Him and we just make an offering. What do you mean? You come before this place. It's holy ground. And the only thing you're doing is you make an offering of your own little self. You give your little part of yourself every time that you come before Him and you're offering. Lord, I'm willing, dear God, to be used, dear Father. But the only way they can anything be done is the preacher come along. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost come down. And you see, you can enlighten a man and give him a message. He can open his eyes right there and stand. What do you mean? I'll tell you what I mean. There's things that you can read in this Bible, and you may not understand it when you read. But the Lord can come along and he'll open your eyes. He'll let you understand just exactly what it means. And he'll let every man and every woman on the face of this earth, he'll let them understand just exactly what they need to go to heaven this morning. He'll not leave not one out. No, he won't. There's not one. It doesn't matter where you live on the face of this earth, what language you speak, what color your skin is, but he'll come to each and every man that'll listen. And what do you mean? He'll come to each and every one. He'll draw them by his love and kindness. He'll let everyone understand they must repent and be born again. That's what he told Nicodemus. You must repent and be born again. And there's no other way that a man might be saved but through him by Jesus Christ and his godly sorrow set up in their heart. And you see, he gave every man and every woman something to work with. He gave them the measure of faith. He gave us a gift. You see, he's given us many gifts. He gave us Jesus Christ. What do you mean? He gave him to us. We could go to him, you see, still sitting on the throne. He's making intercession for you and me. I was talking to my daughter last night. You see, I'm very worried about her. She's been out there and seeing her traveling down that long road. She's been on drugs so bad that I just didn't know at any time that they might call and I wouldn't hear another word from her that she'd be dead. But you see, God's been working with her. She's been off those things for about a year now. But God's working with her. God's talking to her. And I told her last night, her new fiance, I told him, I said, every time you go to do something bad, I said, there's a little voice speaking to you. I said, and you know that you have to admit that every time you go to do something wrong, there's a little voice speaks to you. And they said, yes. And I said, that's Jesus speaking to you. He's letting you know that it's wrong. And because whenever you do something against God, you see, whenever you come to the age of accountability, it's no longer against mom or dad. And what do you mean, age of accountability? When you know sin, and you go to do wrong, and you sin to you, you see, it's against you. It's against you. It's not about mom and dad no more. It's against you. And Jesus will speak right to your very heart and it'll let you understand. Mom and Dad don't have to be there. I tell you, I don't go in that old bar. I don't go in that old place. Mom and Dad don't have to be there. I'll call Jesus right there.
He'll tell you what's right and what's wrong.
He's speaking to your heart. He's letting you understand how you stay away from those things. He speaks to everyone.
He does.
And brother, maybe you live in another country or something and I couldn't speak to you.
Wouldn't make any difference.
But voice, that's right, it wouldn't make no difference because Jesus let us understand how that we're a brother or sister. Because as the brother said, you see how we'd be a little bit bad if we thought that we had the only Christians in the world. But you see, Christians are all over this world. And Jesus Christ is all over this world. And He lets men and women understand everywhere. I want you to think about this. This is what I told them. I was trying to talk to them. You think about Jesus, our God that loves us so much. You think about all the people in the world. Have you ever looked at Lorraine Hill? So many ants crawl around on it. That you couldn't even count them or think about them. How the Bible speaks of the ranks. How the ranks is the people. And you see an example to us. I didn't understand this. But the Lord let me understand. How an example. There's so many different things there. All those ranks, they got a job to do. And they go about their business. And they do just exactly what God created them to do. And you see, and they just go on doing the things that are supposed to be. Everything that God created is doing what it's supposed to do.
Yep.
Except for man.
Except for man.
Except for man.
God was created to give Him glory and honor. He created man to give Him glory and honor.
Yeah, He did,
brother.
Give Him a choice.
But we're not doing that. You look around, and just as some of the ants, there's different kinds. Some just work together and take care of everything. Others work together, but they'll devour things. How they cause problems. How the same way how that men and women in this world go about, and they'll cause problems from place to place that they go. Right in the very church, how the devil will get his children in there and he'll try to tear it up and cause problems. No matter where we go, that's what they'll try to do is cause problems. But you see, there's one that can cast the old devil out and can put him out to where that he can't get close, and that's Jesus Christ, because He is the strongest. He is the greatest. He is my all in all. And He was supposed to give Him the glory and honor that He deserves. And as I told you, we don't do that. Even the Lord is repenting of our sins. We don't give Him the glory and honor that He deserves because we're not capable of doing so. The only thing we can do is where He blesses us. Then, and only then, we're giving Him the glory and honor that He deserves. But you're supposed to be serving Him 7 days of the week. No matter where you're at. No matter who can see. Because God sees you always. He knows your very hearts. He knows your very thoughts. And He'll be right there and let you understand. As I said, when you go to do something wrong, He's right there and He'll direct you. He'll direct you. If you listen to Him, He'll direct you all the way to heaven.
Yes, He will.
And I know this is a memorial meeting. And remember all these that have called off. I mean, all of those, but all of our brothers and sisters that went on before, we should be remembering them and be thanking them. Be thanking them for the legacy they left.
Right.
Because you see, all those brothers and sisters that was read off, their works is living on.
Yeah.
Just as Jesus Christ and works lives on, He is alive. And all those that's been born again, that inward man, He has got eternal life. And He lives on even to this day. Even though this body, see there's 2 men in this race. Even though this natural body is laid down and returned into the dust, that inward man is just resting about the Lord God. But He has eternal life. He'll never die.
Amen.
He lives on.
Yep.
I was getting out of the way. I'm sorry, brother.
You to apologize.
Well, brother.
Good. your heart.
Don't ever. If you're praying,
pray on.
Pray on. I don't beg men and women to join the church. But I beg men and women to repent of their sins, and the rest God will take care of. If you go to God and you repent of your sins, God will guide you, lead you to the church, a way it had you. And I'm not going to try to tell you what denomination or what church has it to be, but I promise you, if you follow God, He'll take care of you. You've got work for you to do. Just like the Marines, I told you they all had different jobs to do. Well, He's got work for all but God's children. He's got a job for you. He's got a job waiting on you someplace. If you're not already doing it, He's got a job waiting on you, brother.
That's right.
But you have to be willing.
Right.
My dad, before he died, he said, son, he said, God will take care of you if you'll let Him. That's what I'm leaving you with. That's what I told my child last night. I said, if you'll just pray, if you just pray and ask the Lord, Daddy don't have all the answers. I said, but you can go to Jesus. He does. And I promise you this. No matter what your problem, big or small, if you just go to God, He has the answer.
Yes, He does.
And you can sit sometimes and try to think and think with everything in all your might and try to figure out an answer or a solution to a problem. But then whenever you turn it over to God's hands and say, Lord, I don't know what to do, but I'm willing if you just lead me and guide me, walk me through this. He can fix a problem in a way which you would have never even thought of. So as I said, I'll leave you with that. Is if you go to God, He'll take care of you if you'll let Him. If you'll let Him. You've got to be willing. You got to get self out of the way. God bless you.
Well done.